Today's Wednesday. A lot of people call it hump day. I call it Wednesday.
Guess what day it is? Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, and the urge to save humanity is almost always a false front for the urge to rule. H.L. Mencken. This has been going on for a long time, people. 884-9910, our text line, or you can talk at me. I don't know. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. You want to shoot me an email. Now, imagine this. Gregory, good name, Sissy Boy. If Sissy Boy had lost to Adam Laxalt, do you think that we would be going through all of this right now? I know Adam Laxalt's a lot smarter than that. Did you catch him last night on Tucker Carlson? Now, here is what Adam Laxalt described in detail as to what the Democrats are up to in our state. It's about winning elections and gaining power. And here in my swing state, you are seeing videos of thousands of ballots that are piled up in apartments and trash cans and in hallways. And this is all because we are doing our first mail-in ballot election in the history of our state, all under the cloak of the pandemic. Inactive voters, 200,000 of them were mailed ballots all across the greater Las Vegas area. And we have no way to know if these are going to lead to massive voter fraud. And they continue to sue to get rid of signature verifications and to enact the California-style ballot harvesting right here in Nevada. I had somebody send me a message the other day that their signature, they checked, which you should be doing, their signature was deemed unverifiable. Really? I know I cover a lot of counties, so please, if you've mailed it in, if you've walked it in, make sure that it has been verified. We are in the fight for our lives and the lives of our country right now and our countrymen. But let me go a step further. Because you know what? You're human. I'm human. We're all human. We have our faults. We have our differences. We have our weaknesses. This is a story out today that unless you're listening to this show, you're probably not going to hear unless you listen to my show or a show like mine that brings you the real news. Like a United States Postal Service mail carrier being charged with attempted election fraud. What? But wait a minute. There's no fraud. You're safe to mail in your ballot. I know I pick on the post office, and I'm sorry. And I know we have a beautiful setup here, but you cannot control an individual's actions. You can't. How are they being incentivized? Are they being blackmailed? Are they being given more money than they'll ever see in a lifetime? What are people willing to do to win vital elections? federal prosecutors announced yesterday that a West Virginia postal carrier has been charged with attempted election fraud after the party affiliations of several mail-in requests for absentee ballots were altered. An investigation found that 47-year-old Thomas Cooper, who delivered the forms to the Pendleton County clerk in April, altered the party affiliations of mail-in requests from Democrat to Republican with a black pen. The West Virginia Attorney General's office said in a statement, fraudulently altered absentee ballot requests in Pendleton County. Now, we always hear it after the fact. So that's pretty dang impressive that they caught this person doing this in May. And now they're announcing prosecution. I know, even a month is bad. But we now just caught the guy in Pennsylvania, the elections chair. You know those people that you put your real trust in? Going back to 2014. 2014, 2016, 2018, manipulated the vote. I hope these people are punished to the full extent of the law. Because how have their actions, you know, you take just Pennsylvania as an example. How have their actions altered every decision that has been made since 2014? I mean, that even goes up into the presidential election. This is why every vote matters. Too many people are out there sitting around saying, it's one vote. My vote doesn't matter. Yes, it does. When so many others are being manipulated. You know, we have counties here in this state that elections are decided by a cut of the cards. You tell me one vote doesn't matter. They all matter if they are legitimate. Poll watchers are needed. Contact Republican officials wherever you are if they actually have on-site voting. Poll watchers desperately needed. Watching those ballots come in. Do you get how the fraud happens? Yeah, other states do it all the time. Oh, that's the term that's used. Oregon, look at Oregon. They always do mail-in ballots. Everybody does a mail-in ballot. Well, that's all well and good, but they're set up for it. They plan for that. That's how they do their system. But you as an American citizen also have the right to vote the way that you want to vote. And there are a lot of people out there who are very passionate about voting in person the day of. We call it Election Day for a reason. But then we started changing everything. We got early voting and we got mail-in ballots have always been there. They're there for our military. They're there for people who can't get out of their homes. You can request an absentee ballot. But when you are not set up for, instead of a few thousand mail-in ballots coming in, to millions of mail-in ballots coming in, there's a question mark on that. Just my opinion. I can be criticized and say that, well, you know what? Every form of voting has the possibility of fraud. Look at all of the videos that we've seen of electronic machines, those ones that are guaranteed, being able to be manipulated. Oh, they weren't calibrated right. Really? Calibration? Huh. Let's just go back to the old way. You punch a card? Nah. Got hanging chads. Got, ways for fraud there too. These cards didn't make it into the counting machine. So it is up to you to do what makes you feel comfortable. Walk it into the registrar's office once you've filled it out properly. Drop it in your mailbox. Drop it at the postal center. If your county has the ability, go into wherever they have the voting machine and vote there. Just make sure that you verify your vote afterwards. And even beforehand. Few people have been surprised that they've already voted. And yet, their ballot is still sitting on their counter. As we had a call yesterday, there are still even people in our communities who don't even realize or know that it is a 100% so-called mail-in ballot. And they threw their ballots away because they were planning on voting in person. Whose fault is that? That is the fault of the Secretary of State's office for not doing absolutely everything they could to get the word out. And that includes sending notification to every single person in every single county. And then doing even more than that. But then again, you have to wonder that if your vote isn't that important enough to you to do a little research, maybe you shouldn't be allowed to vote. We'll be back after this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Got a different opinion? We've got your 50,000-watt megaphone, 99.1 FM Talk. Call 884-9910, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Talk and text line at 884-9910, or you can shoot me an email at monica@991fmtalk.com. Happy Wednesday to you. And moving on with the topic at hand, just received this. I called Dina Titus's office and left a message on her answering machine about voter fraud and other issues of how Democrats' panties get into a wad when Republicans employ Democrat tactics against Democrats. Right or wrong, I also called Amadei's D.C. office and talked to a staffer about the same. It is so nice to hear people actually doing something when it comes to voting. I've heard that a lot, that we need to deploy Democrat tactics. Maybe Republicans should do ballot harvesting. No. When you take on the bad tactics of the other party just to try to beat them at their own game, then that's when people lose faith in the system and it becomes just a game. You have to be better than that. You have to get the fraud realized and you have to get it prosecuted. Voter fraud should carry the same penalties, in my opinion, as murder. And I know people just about passed out there. What? You're saying it's a life? Yeah. It's the life of our republic. It's the life of our country. So yes, even the slightest voter fraud should come with maximum, no negotiation, penalties. Even one vote with a falsified signature. Because then people, imagine that. Imagine that if there were actually penalties. We don't do that for anything, hardly anymore. Imagine if there were consequences. Do you think that somebody who just needed an easy $500,000 just to mark a signature, to forget a box? Do you think if they had to spend a decade in jail, do you think maybe that would change their mind? Who knows? But it sounds good, doesn't it? Let's go to the talk and text line at 884-9910 and check in with Grant this morning. Hi, Grant. You want to talk about mail-in voting?
Yes, Monica. Out here in Lyon County, from everything I've read, they offer no vote in person places to go. But fortunately, where I live, I read the mailing address. And it goes to the mailing address for the ballots go to the county clerk's office in Yerington. Mm-hmm. And that's only about 45 minutes away from me. So I'm not going to take a chance with our postal service. I'm just going to go hand deliver them, you know, go right to the clerk's office and say, here's my
vote. Bless you, Grant. Bless you. I love hearing that because it is worth it, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I can do something on the way, you know, find somewhere to eat or make a fun expedition out of it. The other thing I was wondering,
Grant,
too,
you mean you're going to go against the governor's orders and not stay home and go out and do something?
Yeah, well, you know, I have a bunch of names. I must be one of his favorite commenters on his Twitter feed, you know, but because I follow him. And, yeah, I definitely like to push back a little bit. But the other thing I was wondering, too, is what I would think a person could do is, even though it's a self-addressed envelope, just copy it down and put it in another envelope and mail a normal envelope. And there would probably be less chances of the frauds.
Well, now, you know? Grant, we have to double check that with the different registrars because they may not accept that. And it may be, you know, it could get lost in the system as, oh, well, this is regular mail, so we're not going to open it until after we get through the ballots. So you have to be careful.
Yeah. No, I was thinking, well, just seal the return envelope with your ballot all marked and put that in a regular envelope.
Yeah, I don't think that's acceptable. And my producer is actually talking in my ear that that it won't be counted. So stick with your right idea. Just take it to Yerington and hand deliver it during business hours. And remember this as well. Only family members. You can't take your neighbors. Mm-hmm. You can't take friends, anything like that. It's got to be household ballots or they will not accept it.
Okay. And then the other thing, too, you were talking about how people get extra voter register cards and stuff. Well, my father-in-law moved back east back in last October, long since changed his mail and everything. But guess who we got a ballot for from Nevada?
Yep.
In the mail.
Because he's on the inactive voter list and all those ballots still went out. So even though all the registrars and the Secretary of State saying, no, it's safe, it's just not true. So,
and
Grant,
go ahead, Grant.
I
noticed just a real quick thing. I follow Mindy Robinson. She's running for Congress or some seat in Vegas. But
yeah.
She put out an interesting tweet how she'd go to check on her votes. On their votes and stuff, and mm-hmm. he said the site didn't really work right. That you couldn't check your vote, and then when you did do something, it came back as sorry, we don't have enough information. So there's something I think goofy going on with some. I don't know which exact voter thing she used. But she put
it's probably the Clark County Registrar of Voters. I'm trying to get into the Washoe County one. I've been trying to get in since we started the show, and it's not letting me in. So, so much for good intentions on the internet. So, Grant, I got to let you go, but bless you for driving in your ballot. That's absolutely fantastic. I love hearing that. And this is what you have to do. If you believe in your vote, take that extra step. We'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 991FMTalk.com.
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, also at 991FMTalk.com. Answer today's poll question, Senator Cotton, saying states that give payments to illegals shouldn't get stimulus money. Do you agree with that? Thank you to good old Senator Cotton. We're hearing more about him because he's actually the one that started to raise concerns first when everybody was just, especially the media, was just ignoring that little thing called the Wuhan virus, the Chinese virus. But he was on top of it. Let's go to the talk and text line at 884-9910 and check in with Kelly this morning. Hi, Kelly. You wanted to talk about the grand jury?
Yeah, I started a little radio show on RBN called The Grand Jury Reawakening, and I know that there is something in your Nevada Constitution for your 17 wonderful counties and all you great listeners out there when you are delivering your ballots. See where the grand jury is located and please apply or find out when it meets, where they're located, where you can mail them information, and let's just go like Texas does, where the civil and the criminal are in constant contact and they serve you, the people, and they look into things like election. You get to go to voter training. So much cool stuff going on there. And thank you for your show. And remember, folks, support your ranchers and your farmers. Let's get a tribe cutter in at UNR and go fund Menudo.
Thank you, Kelly. I appreciate that information. Let's go back to the lines and check in with Carl this morning. And Carl, why would you want to complain about Sisolak's trip to Montana?
Well, but in the first place, I think it was illegal for him to maybe not shut it down the first time, but to extend it. But yeah. Anyhow, it struck me as funny when on the news Monday morning, I think it was, they said he's coming back from his vacation when everybody else is supposed to be staying at home, and he's running off completely different state. I think it's kind of a bad deal. It just struck me wrong.
You know, and it should strike everybody wrong, Carl, because this is the example that I was making at the beginning of the show. Every single Democrat governor out there is doing exactly this. It's do as I say and not as I do. Northrop, which is, you know, he's planning on throwing people in jail for violating stay at home. When he went to his vacation house on, you know, in a coastal area and no mask and hanging out with people taking pictures. It is do as I say, not as I do. And they are ruling the state right now, not governing. And that includes Lack-a-sack Sisolak. You know, it just, it's disgusting, Carl. It really is. It truly is. Well, and that's why I urge people to get out of the house, open up your businesses, just ignore all of this BS and get the state back to work. Do your vacations, go to the parks, go to our beautiful deserts, and just live your life. Carl, what are you doing? Please tell me you're out doing something.
I haven't changed doing anything. I've done everything just like I always did. The only thing I haven't been able to do is go to the casino up here because they weren't open. But everywhere else, I've gone. I'm just not into this, and I don't believe their whole thing. One other thing I want to put in your ear, of course, like we feel everybody feeling like we're in North Korea being told what to do and when to do it and everything. Mm-hmm. One other thing I'd like to stick in your ear and that I haven't really heard much of is, if they're going to let these casinos go back with half capacity, now that means only half the revenue for the state is coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a ploy to maybe bring up a state income tax because they can't run it on the budget as it was. Now they're only going to wind up with half of it.
Carl, now I'm just disappointed in you that you don't listen to me every minute of every single day of every single week, because I have been talking about the fact that Sisolak and the legislature, they're already talking about a special session. And that is a possibility that they could do that. They could bring up vote on some sort of state income tax, even, you know, just temporarily or emergency. And if they vote on it now, and then they vote on it in the next session, if they still have control with the Democrats, we could see it on the ballot by the next time the ballot comes around in 2022. It's a possibility.
I listen to you when I can. I haven't heard that before, but that's been on my mind since this thing started. Black taking a vacation right in the middle when everybody else is stuck.
Exactly. And hey, to you, think of it this way. With the casino being closed, you save some money.
Maybe a little, I suppose, but you know what the hell.
Anyway, there's always a bright side, Carl. All right, Carl, thank you for your call today. You have a great and awesome day. And this is the way it works. You're not the only one with these opinions. You're not the only one with these concerns. There are a lot of other people out there, and I find this very interesting that just received this wonderful email, and it's actually kind of cool. I'm glad about this. Monica, I've always enjoyed reading, but down through the years, I have let my daily life, Hollywood crap and laziness, lead me away from the written word that I used to enjoy so much. This shutdown has allowed me to go back and enjoy. I know that you read as I do, so I'm going to share with you a book that I just finished, which I have so enjoyed. I know you will also. I also enjoy reading many of the political books of the day and many of the past, but occasionally I hear about a novel that I just want to invest my time in, especially if it has a plot that involves my interests. Such a book is Dark Rivers of the Heart by a fantastic writer, Dean Koontz. I love Dean Koontz. That was my thought there. I love Dean Koontz. So I'm going to have to pick that up. I know you're very busy, but I know this you will really enjoy. And then he goes on with the spoiler. I'm not going to give the spoiler to you because I want you to read this book, Dean Koontz, Dark Rivers of the Heart. You will be surprised, and maybe not, of how much of what is going on right now has already been talked about for the last 10, 15 years in so much detail that is it's downright disturbing. Somebody sent me a clip of a television show that was in 2003, and the sheriff made the decision to lock down the entire community because of a virus. You know what that virus was? That was killing the community? It was COVID. They actually named it COVID in this show from 2003. And you know what cured it in this show from 2003 that named the virus COVID that was killing everybody? Hydroxychloroquine. Go figure. Were people trying to tell us in the past that this was going to be our future? That this is what we are seeing? Guess what? We've been told all along. All you have to do is look into some history. You have to stop with the entertainment tonight. You have to stop with the Bravo shows. You've got to stop caring about what the Kardashians are doing. Reality TV is not TV. Try checking out the History Channel every once in a while, or National Geographic, or better yet, pick up a book like Al did. And you are going to find, once again, knocking yourself in the heads over and over and over when you do not know history, you are bound to repeat it. It's not about a virus. It is about an election. That if you don't get your friends, I know you've woken up to this and you're understanding because you're listening to me. And you get it. Because the people who don't get it, the people who get pissed off that I say things like this, they're already gone. It is up to you to help your friends and your family identify what is going on. The manipulation. The rule. The upper echelon of people who are going for the one world government, we are following the path. We are going straight down the hole of Agenda 21. This is all from the UN. This is all from the global elites. And please, do not think that Barack Obama or Hillary and Bill and Chelsea Clinton or Soros or any of those people are global elites. There's another tier above them. They're the ones who are given the money, who are entitled the money to manipulate the situations of today. You know, there is a level of financial success over billionaire. Those are the people who are controlling and want the one world government. Because they don't care about the money. It's not about the money for them. It's about ruling you. It's about moving everybody into tight populaces like New York City So when they want to depopulate, they just flip a switch and there's a virus. Ask yourself why so many of the elderly are the ones who are dying, who are the ones that care is not being paid for. Did you ever see the movie Logan's Run? Did you ever see the movie Demolition Man? Did you ever see the movie Agenda? Those are the Hollywood films I like to see, just to get a little glimpse into what's going on. We'll be back with the shot heard round the world right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
On an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Got a few questions through text and emails about Governor Sisolak canceling his big coronavirus keep the state shut down conference yesterday. Seems he was exposed or may have been exposed to COVID-19. Really? When was that? When you were in Montana? Is that when you were exposed? When you were violating the whole, you know, shutdown BS? How'd you get to Montana, by the way, Governor? On your vacation, did you take one of those new state jets? Just curious. So I received this text. Look at the governor of New York. Not that I agree with him, but the numbers are way higher there than in Nevada. Every day he gets his 15 minutes of fame. Sisolak might have COVID. And he goes into hiding. Worthless leader. Loyalty, duty, respect, selfless service, honor, integrity, personal courage. I see none of this. He is not a leader. Yeah. Lack of sack Sisolak is not a leader. Welcome to the real world of voting. And how many people didn't vote in the gubernatorial election? How many people were concerned about Adam Laxalt? Do you think Adam Laxalt would have been pulling any of this BS? Sisolak only got in because he was given hundreds of thousands of dollars from out of state to win this election and to defame Adam Laxalt. And people bought into it. It's all marketing. It's all spin and marketing, and that's exactly what they did with the coronavirus that so many people are buying into. I was just talking to somebody off air about this. And imagine that. At 11:26, somebody else texted it to me. Simple text. There needs to be another shot heard round the world. Yeah, there does. But who's going to be the one that is willing to pull that trigger? To believe in the American people that there are enough people who understand what is really going on to pull that trigger? To know that they will follow in the righteousness, in the decisions that need to be made to help people once again become free. like our founding fathers did. Because whether you believe it or not, right now, at this moment, you are not free. This is a socialist country. We do need to take it back. But when do we do it? How far do we let it go? Because at some point, when we believe that we can go just a little bit further, that's when we look back over our shoulder and see that we've already gone off the cliff. We're just now realizing it, and there's no going back. God bless you and everything that you are. Get out, don't believe the BS, and live and enjoy your life the way that it was meant to be. I'll be back with you tomorrow on The Monica Jay Show, your show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Mwah!